A word for you from Revelation 11 and verse 15. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. What hope do you have for the future? Are we as Christians doomed to defeat on earth, or are we destined to victory? Does your understanding of the future inspire you to positive prayer and action, or are you being paralyzed into inactivity by an eschatology of escapism? Is your faith being strengthened by the victorious vision of the Bible, or have you been neutralized by a defeatist view of the end times? Do you long to see the church revived and faithfully making disciples of all nations, or do you long to be removed from your responsibilities here on earth? Is the fulfillment of Christ's great commission your supreme ambition, or is it your main obsession to be raptured from your responsibilities on earth? Many Christians seem to have succumbed to a negative and defeatist view of the future. Paralyzed by pessimism, these passive pew warmers are praying for the rapture to rescue them out of their responsibilities. But if we were to rightly divide the word of truth and correctly understand the signs of the times, we would return to the fight of faith with renewed vigor and revitalized vision. God is all-powerful. He is all-knowing. He is everywhere present. God is sovereign over the affairs of men. History is his story. God has not predestined defeat for his people. The ultimate victory of the kingdom of God is inevitable. Christians are not deemed to defeat. We are called to conquest. Ask of me, I will give you the nations for your inheritance, the ends of the earth for your possession. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. In his days the righteous shall flourish. He shall have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. His enemies will lick the dust. All shall fall before him, and all nations shall serve him. This is what it means to pray the Lord's Prayer. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is what the Great Commission calls us to. All authority has been given unto us in heaven and on earth. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. God's cause will triumph. The Lord will be awesome to them, for he will reduce to nothing all the gods of the earth. People shall worship him, each one from his own place. The Lord will be the king over the whole earth. In that day, there will be only one Lord, and his name will be the only name. Is there hope for the future? Absolutely. Almighty God is sovereign. The gospel is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who loved us.